guys, and welcome back for another episode of the Social Hour Podcast, a podcast for sewists by sewists. I'm your host, Ashley.
And I'm your host, Bethany. And on this week's episode, we're talking about pattern testing. Pattern testing. I get asked all the time, how do I become a pattern tester? What is the process of being a pattern tester? Like, am I, you know, qualified to be a pattern tester? And we're going to kind of answer those questions in this podcast. And so I think that this will be a beneficial podcast for anyone who's ever wanted to be a pattern tester, for anyone who's currently an active pattern tester for a company. And we'll kind of dive right into it, because being a pattern tester can be a lot of fun, but there does come some accountability and responsibility as being a pattern tester. And so I think it's important for those who are interested in this to understand how it works from both sides. Mm-hmm. And now that Ashley and I have both been pattern testers for other companies and now run pattern tests for our own patterns, I think it's given us a point of view that's like, oh,
yeah,
now you know,
both sides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You kind of understand how important and how the feedback from your pattern testers are. And so with us sharing the process to become a pattern tester, we're going to highlight the things that you really need to make sure you're doing as a pattern tester, because mm-hmm. these pattern companies are most of the time indie pattern companies. They're usually one designer or a couple people that are working on this to make those changes. And, you know, they really do rely on your feedback to make mm-hmm. it the best it can be before it goes to launch, so it is successful. So it's an important role. It can be a really fun role. And there's some perks, but, you know, there are some responsibilities that come along with it. So we're going to talk about all of that. And so I guess the first thing is, you know, the importance of pattern testing to begin with. Like, what is a pattern tester? So as a company is coming out with a new pattern, whether it's a garment pattern, whether it's a bag pattern, I have a friend that does quilting pattern tests. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. There's patterns that need to be tested. The reason they do testing is to work out any bugs, kinks, anything. So it could be the fit accuracy, if it's a garment. Is it coming together, you know, like it should, or is there a better way to do it? Are the instructions clear? Mm-hmm. You know, does this need more explanation? You know, those kind of adjustments. At the point of pattern testing, a lot of it is kind of figured out. It's just making sure it works. I think the biggest variable with pattern testing is garment patterns, because they need to see how that pattern fits on a wide size range to mm-hmm. make sure that it fits on everybody like it's supposed to, in case they need to make adjustments for certain sizes because of grading and depending on the style of the garment. So pattern testing is really important, because as a designer, you get so close to it,
yeah.
you know, and you're making it for yourself as a test before you send it to pattern testing. But to have other people sew it is eye-opening. Are they able to understand it? Are they able to achieve what you were able to achieve? And does, you know, and is it looking like it should? Is it fitting like it should? What issues are they having? I think it's so important. And I feel like there are companies who don't pattern test as thoroughly as others, and it shows in the results of their patterns.
For sure.
With their instructions or the lack thereof, or, you know, the fit of their garments consistently being an issue with all of their patterns. So again, pattern testing is what takes a finished project, a finished pattern, to the next level with a fine tooth comb to make it great.
So I'm actually going through a pattern test right now for a skirt, and it actually will be released by the time this podcast airs, I believe.
Yes.
But the great thing about watching everybody make this skirt is, one, like, each person kind of uses a different fabric. So I'm able to see mm-hmm. like even just like what fabrics work better with the skirt mm-hmm. and what don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's really exciting to, as I get the final photos, like being like brought in, the way that people style it too, like all, there's just so many aspects of it that mm-hmm. I have made this skirt 6 times because, like I said, you create a relationship with the thing that you design.
Yes. But
I still don't get to see it like I do when all these people are testing it with all their different fabrics and buttons mm-hmm. and everything. And it's just like, it's just really eye-opening to be able to see it come together like that, and kind of cool too at the same time.
It's like an out-of-body experience from the designer's point of view, because you've been so like honed in on it and seeing it like through tunnel vision. So then when you finally see someone else make it and get the same result as you, or the result that you were trying to achieve, you're like, oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm,
that's
mm-hmm.
nice. It means more when someone else makes it. And
I sat there and wrote out every single step. I don't even know if this is the right way to make this skirt, but this is the instructions that I developed. So I know that they went through all that same steps that I created. And it's mm-hmm. just kind of cool for them to like, to do what I did.
Yeah.
Six
and
previous
be successful.
Times.
Right. So and, let's talk a little yeah. bit about the testing process for companies, for pattern mm-hmm. companies. So, you know, how, I guess the first part is, how do I become a pattern tester for a company?
Basically.
Yeah. So there's a couple of things. Some pattern companies will open up to their applications
mm-hmm.
for pattern testers once or twice a year. So you need to follow them. You need to be a part of their newsletters, because they'll send it out in a newsletter. They may post it on social media, but not always. But they'll definitely, you know, if they have an email newsletter, they'll send it out that way. Mm-hmm. And they will have usually some sort of Google form or something that you'll fill out, maybe a little bit about your sewing experience. Are you a beginner, intermediate, more advanced? Have you pattern test for before? And I'm just making up some questions, but they may ask like what size you fall into yes. in their size chart.
Yes.
What patterns have you made of theirs before? So if you've never made one of their patterns before, you probably shouldn't apply to be one of their pattern testers. You need to get to know this company and their patterns. The people who do best with pattern testing are, have already made a lot of those that company's patterns. And so now that they really know that they love that company's patterns, they want to, you know, be mm-hmm. a pattern tester, to be a part of their release of new patterns, because they're so passionate about it, because they already know that they in the past have loved the experience of sewing their patterns for whatever reason.
Yeah.
So get to know these companies. If you're tagging them in your makes, if you're sharing videos or photos of the things you've made, I mean, they recognize the same people, right, that are posting. And then you become one of their testers. They recognize that. So just be on the lookout, sign up for their newsletters, follow them, engage with them on socials. And then they may have like a Facebook group. So I find that a lot of indie pattern companies will have Facebook groups for, like they'll have a Facebook page
mm-hmm.
for their company, but then they'll have a group, like a sewing group or something. And being a part of that is important. And then they'll also have a separate group just for pattern testers
mm-hmm.
once you're in. And they'll send you that information.
I
but you just need to be on the lookout for when they open up applications. Newsletters is a big part, like I mentioned. Social media is another one. And then you can find their email typically on their website. So if they don't have anywhere on their website or anything about pattern testing, and you can't really find anything, you can email them and just say, hey, I've been loving your patterns or whatever, and I've sewed so many, and I would love to be a pattern tester for you. When do you all open up, you know, the doors to bring in new pattern testers? And it can't hurt to ask. But
yeah, sure.
some companies kind of do it based on the time of year, but others do it based on what they need for a specific pattern. So mm-hmm. maybe they're testing a pattern and they don't have anyone in their pattern testing group that's a size that they need to test.
Yeah.
They may reach out and post something in that regard. So if you kind of meet those qualifications of we really need people in XYZ sizes to test this pattern, then that's an opportunity to get your foot in the door as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
sure. I do want to mention that social media and stuff like that really does help.
Yeah.
With, because as I was picking mine, If you want to be an advocate for their company, and even just to take advantage of like affiliate sales and stuff, you mm-hmm. can get affiliate sales when you know, sign up to become a tester, but you really want to have a little social media so that you can share those things. We've had a few people ask to be a tester and they have nothing at all. And although we do value them still, mm-hmm. it really does make you stand out more when you have a little social media.
Well, yeah, if you're willing to share and post about it, right?
Yeah.
The other side of that is not all pattern companies do affiliates links. So some True. Are just testing just to be a part of the process and get the mm-hmm. pattern for free.
I don't do affiliate links, obviously, for my bags and stuff. So yeah. You're just doing it because you love me.
So it just kind of depends on the situation. There's other incentives that may be offered. I've been a part of some pattern testing mm-hmm. groups where if your final photos are selected for the listing on their website, because not every pattern company will list every photo that was submitted by every tester. They usually kind of narrow it down to like 10 or so. If your photo is selected, then you earn like a PayPal payout of some cash amount. Mm-hmm. If your photo is selected as the cover photo, then you get a little bit more of a payout. And that gives the testers incentive to mm-hmm. take really good photos, because yeah. I've noticed that some testers, while they can sew it up, their photos are not great and would not be good for marketing purposes. And a lot of the marketing resources that you see of the finished pattern come from the pattern testers. So if the pattern testers are not creating the finished photo content that you can utilize to promote the pattern, it really doesn't do you any good as a company. Mm-hmm. So a lot of them have guidelines, I guess I should say, of like, and tips on how to take photos, the type of photos that they like to post on their social media and on their website, because they have an aesthetic, they have a brand that they yeah. need to be consistent with. So it's important to pay attention to those things. Mm-hmm. You know, and I've been selected for photos for pattern listings, and it's because not only did I sew it up to the pattern rules and requirements, but I took really nice photos with a cell phone and a tripod mm-hmm. and a timer. And you know, it's just about paying attention to those details. So that also leads me into saying, if you're going to become a pattern tester, we are not going to be altering the pattern to your preferences.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what pattern testing is about. Mm-mm. When you sign up to test a pattern, it is to test it as it was designed to be made, following the instructions that were written.
I know. I had someone say, I cut it a little short, but it's okay. I'm going to add a tier. And I'm like,
well, a tier is not an option in the pattern. So yes. You can do that, but we will not be able to use your photos for any promotions or anything. So now right. Your feedback and your involvement in this pattern test is null and void.
Yeah, exactly. I was like,
and as a pattern designer, it's quite frustrating.
It is. It's funny though that some people just they don't understand that
yeah.
this is what you need to do when you go into a pattern test. There mm-hmm. might be options, and then you can choose what options yes. you want to choose, but you don't get to create your own options.
You don't get to hack the pattern before the pattern's been released.
No.
I'm sorry, but no.
But the good thing about doing a pattern test is, typically, you'll get the pattern for free once it has been released. So then mm-hmm. you can hack away when that happens, right?
Fine.
But not.
I had that happen with my skirt where someone was like, yes. Well, I like the under layer the same length as the outer layer. And I was like, well, that doesn't create the design and look of the overlay that was intended, like the little peekaboo part. And I'm trying to test like the length for everybody's different heights that it's in.
She didn't like your response either, which was kind of like,
and she's like, well, I'll just pin it up. And I'm like, but then no. It won't work. Like it was like 6 or 8 inches of extra fabric. I was like, and then she cut it and she didn't like it. And so then she cut the overlay as well. So they ended up being the same length. And I was just like, you know what? It is, you win some, you lose some. And I know every designer who's run a pattern test is probably having a little PTSD right now, and I'm sorry. But it's been something that's been eye-opening because, you know, when I do pattern, when I have in the past done pattern tests for other companies, I absolutely follow the rules.
You're and a rule follower, though, too.
Honestly, I'm really not. I'm really not. I am a push the boundaries. But I think it's because I respect the process of what they're trying to do. And I'm not saying that other people don't. I'm just saying, like, I understand the importance of the test and the purpose of the test. And I take it seriously because it benefits them. And I didn't sign up for this pattern test just, you know, because I had spare time, because I don't. I signed up because I really liked the design and I really want it to be successful. Mm-hmm. And then I do it and I'm like, I love this. And then it makes me more excited to share it. And a lot of times I don't even end up wanting to change anything because it is great, you know? So
there is aspects that you can change on the pattern within a whatever. It's like you can change for your height.
Grading you can for your size,
bust adjustments. So there are things that you can do to make it work on your body.
Well, it's to make it fit like it should. Like if you were to make this without testing it and you were to purchase this pattern, these are the things you would have to do to get it to fit you because you're used to having maybe do a full bust adjustment or a back waist adjustment or, you know, grade between two or three sizes because of your curves. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. We want you to get it to where it fits you. Mm-hmm. And testing the grading process is a part of the fit test, right? So we welcome that, but it's the design aspects that shouldn't be changed. The appearance and the look of the original design is not what should be altered in a test phase.
That's surprising. People still ask.
If you do those photos, just know that they won't be used.
Yeah. But people still ask, like, can I do a full bust adjustment? It's like,
absolutely.
Well, if you're busting out, then yes, of course.
Yes.
Like you must do what you need to do.
So let's talk about like what it looks like to be a part of a pattern test, because every company kind of does things a little differently.
They do.
But a lot of times, depending on the elements or design of the garment, and I'm speaking specifically to garments because there's a little more involved here, is there will be like I've been into like some that call them alpha, beta, final, and then I've been in some that call them like fit one, fit two, final. They may have two or three rounds of a test depending on the complexity of the garment or the pattern. So you know, there may be just a fit test. And in a fit test, because someone asked in the test one time, like, what does fit test mean? It means that you don't have to sew it to the completion, typically, and you don't have to make it in like a nice fabric. It could be in a toile or something of similar type that would give the
just general idea
of how it should drape with a nicer fabric that you want to use for your final. But this is more of like, does it fit well in the waist? You know, maybe you sew up the bodice and you only add one sleeve. They'll usually elaborate that whoever is the designer or running the pattern test will say, like, in the fit test, all we really need is the bodice and a sleeve. You don't even need to add the waistband, you know, or those kind of things. Or you don't need to add pockets or anything like that. You know, we just need to see the overall fit on a pant or a skirt or dress or whatever it may be. Mm-hmm. And then you'll submit those photos and they'll have due dates for each phase of the test. And then after that, they'll make adjustments where as needed to either the instructions, the pattern pieces, they'll release new updated files. And then that is when you're free to move on to the next phase of the test, whether it's a round two of fit or making the finals and meeting that deadline. So that's usually kind of how it goes. And each company kind of calls it something different. So if you're not clear on terminology, don't assume. Ask. Say, I'm new here. What does this alpha mean? What does beta mean? Can you give me some clarification? They're always happy to make sure that you know exactly what is expected. especially when you're new to testing for a company. So don't hesitate to ask, and ask questions. And it's a very collaborative group when you go through a testing. The other thing I want to harp on is deadlines. You sign up for, once you're in the testing group and they say, hey, we have a new pattern coming out, this is the deadlines for the fit test, the deadline for the final, and this is when the pattern's scheduled to be released. If you cannot meet either the fit or the final, don't sign up for it. You should strive to meet both. But if you can't, don't. Don't test it. Don't sign up for it. I know life happens and people will kindly say, hey, my child has ended up with the flu and now my whole family has the flu. And obviously you weren't planning on having the flu. And we get it. Life happens, right? But like, if you know you're stretched thin and everything, like now, no matter how badly you want to make it, just don't. It's not fair to you. It's not fair to the other pattern testers. You could have taken someone's spot who really wanted to test it. Also, it's not fair to the pattern company and the designers who are really working hard to make this pattern great if you're not there to support this process that you signed up to. So that's my PSA on don't sign up for a pattern test if you're not able to complete the fit and final.
Yeah.
I know what happened.
It's one of those things where, like, you need to be transparent. So let's just say, like, you get chosen for a test. And you just send the designer a quick message and say, like, I can't 100% guarantee. I'm going to try really hard. But if you wanted to invite somebody else in with my size, just in case I fall off the planet, I won't be mad. And me, as a designer, I'd probably be like, it's okay. I'll invite somebody else in a size 10, because we do choose based on sizes. Like we have, you know, 100 people apply for a pattern test, but we don't need like 50 of them to be a size 10, you know? So we do strategically choose across the whole size range of our size chart.
Yeah.
So some people won't be chosen and they're like, why? I'm a good candidate. And it's like, right. But we, like I said, we don't need like five of your size. So we had to choose based on these, you know, we have our factors depending on the type of garment, you know? So,
yeah. So that's important to call out, because there are pattern companies that if you're in their pattern test, you can sign up for any of them and you're just in, and hundreds of people could be testing it, but it's like, we're all the same size, you know, or something like
that. Well, then that's not really
beneficial to anybody. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
So I think some pattern companies are a little more strategic about their testers. And just know that if you take that spot, that you are agreeing to meet their deadlines and follow the rules and take final photos and not change the design of the pattern and give constructive feedback. So let's talk a little bit about the feedback that is asked of testers.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So in the fit test, it's usually, like we said, making a toile or a mock-up of it. It doesn't have to be perfect. And you submit photos by the deadline of the fit test of whatever was asked. So it could be a bodice with one sleeve or whatever. It could be pinned in place in certain things, but it's really to make sure like those darts are hitting where they need to, or the shoulders hitting. And you will put information in like, I made this size, or I graded between these two sizes. I added length here. I had to shorten here because of my height. Those kind of adjustments that you made, they want to know that. They want to see how it fits. And those photos don't have to be fabulous, glamorous photos. They need to be well lit enough to be able to see the garment. But you don't even have to show your face if you don't want to. Like, you can slip this on with your pajamas and just be like, here's my fit test, right? Like, it doesn't have to be beautiful, styled, finished. It's really just making sure that the pattern itself is fitting everybody's body like it's intended. So that's a really critical part of the fit of the pattern test. It's probably the most critical part, to be honest, because
that's what we're really looking for.
Yeah.
It's just the information about that. And then all the other bonus stuff, which is, did you look at the pattern? Did you understand the pattern? or there's spelling errors, and you can go into the nitty gritty of, you know, every single, some people will take the PDF and they will write on the PDF and then send it back and be like, this is what's wrong with the whole thing, which is great. They are overachievers. I'll tell you right now.
And so that, like, we've had people say, like, well, I think I said one to you, Ashley. I was like, I project, because not everybody has a projector. So I projected mine and I was like, this projector file, the pieces are going one way, but the text is upside down. And I was like, so maybe want to flip that, or, you know, cut on the fold is on the wrong side of the pattern piece. Like, all of these things are human created. So there's room for human error.
Right.
So don't judge the designer or what, you know, the state you find it in when you do that initial test. Just know that it's a work in progress. It is not ready to go to release. That's why there's a fit test or a pattern test. But, you know, we look at it, like I said, through tunnel vision. We get so close to it, sometimes we don't catch those grammatical errors or whatever.
And there's more than one person working on these patterns within a company, typically. Yes. So, like, if I say, hey, take my pattern and go throw it into an AO file and a projector file, that person might just be like, just throw it in and not even look at it. And then I'm just like, oh no.
You trust that it's right and it's not. It happens.
Yeah.
And so just know that, like, it's constructive feedback. It's we value the feedback.
Not gonna hurt my feelings.
No, unless it's just hateful feedback. Like, but that's not really something that I've seen in a pattern test before.
No.
It's and if you do that, trust me, you won't be in a pattern test again. That's a surefire way to get yourself booted. But it's all about being constructive and supportive to help the designer and the company release a successful pattern. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you think that a step needs a little further explanation, or a better photo to go along with the step to help visually see what you're trying to explain, you know, whatever it is, that's helpful feedback and very valuable. So anyways, that's kind of the expectation. And then for the final fit, it's really more of, this is when you get to say, okay, my feedback led to these kind of improvements. And now we get to make it before everybody else does.
Yes.
And I'm going to make it in a really pretty fabric or something that I really love that fits in the criteria of the pattern. I'm going to sew it up. I'm going to, you know, maybe add my favorite buttons or whatever. You're taking pride in something that you've invested time into to help support it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to take some nice photos, maybe a little video to make a reel. And when it releases, you can share it. The other thing I want to harp on here is don't share your photos of a new pattern coming out until the pattern company has said that you're allowed to share them. And the reason that that's important is because a lot of indie pattern companies make similar patterns because it's what's in style.
Yeah.
But you don't want to share what you're making too soon or what you're about to release too soon, because someone else could swoop in and make that exact same thing and release it and not go through the processes and steps that you have and steal your thunder. So it's more of just protecting the assets that the company is investing in, which are these patterns, until it's time to release it.
Yeah.
So they may share some little tidbits or sneak peeks on their social media, but until they give you approval to share it on your social media, you got to
tight lip,
keep it to yourself. And I know that's hard because you get excited about it and you love it and you want to post about it, and it's hard. And so
I've had people ask, can I share my photos? And it's like, almost. Not yet. Soon. Oh, I know that you're excited and you love it.
We love that.
And I don't think it's, I'm not completely against, like, somebody like maybe taking a close-up detail photo, you know, and just like, I was working on this fun pattern. I'm super excited, but I can't show you.
I've shared sneak peeks before of, like, the fabric I'm sewing without you being able to see what I'm turning it into. And people are like, ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Just kind of creating some... suspense or whatever.
Yes. But, yes.
I do want to just mention, if you're pattern testing for bags because
let's harp on the other ones.
Yeah, I've done some bag pattern tests, and I guess I just want to talk about like what I look for and what I hope to see from people who test my pattern. So I have a backpack pattern called the Jack Pack Backpack. That's what it is.
Jack Pack Backpack. Are you saying that?
with a backpack, it's kind of like, it is what it is, right? Like, we don't need to really check for size because we know it's going to fit on your back.
Well, I will say your feedback that you got from your testers said, I would love to have this in a smaller size.
Yes.
And a big size. So it did lead you to making it in two sizes.
I did. Yes.
So,
and then someone did say to move in the backpack's shoulder straps a little bit for smaller children.
Yeah.
So, that was something that I added into the pattern, but I really wanted to see what it would look like in different fabrics because that's when patterns can change and they can either be more difficult to make or easier to make. So like if I made the backpack out of waterproof canvas only, well, somebody wants to make it out of leather. I can see, can you make this backpack out of leather? Someone wanted to make it out of just regular canvas. So like there's just so many different types of fabrics. I don't have them all, but to be able to test them and have all these people do that, it really opens your eye to see what can be done with your pattern.
Well, that's important, especially with bags, because you end up going, okay, well, with a thicker material, I don't need the stabilizer, but with a canvas, I'm going to need a heavier stabilizer. And those are the things that you want to be able to suggest in your pattern instructions based on the fabric that they choose to use. But you need to know what to suggest if you...
And everybody has different stabilizers that they use, Decoville, Pellon, like Peltex. So I would say, you know, you need Pellon and you need Flex Foam or all, you know.
Yeah.
But then someone's like, well, I actually made it out of vinyl and I didn't need this, this, this. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, that's even better. You know what I mean? Yeah. So all those things really are just recommendations that I'm able to put into the pattern. Mm-hmm. And this pattern was one of my best patterns, and there was so much information in there because of the pattern test.
Yeah.
You know, like I have 3 pages of recommended fabrics because who's made a backpack before? It's it's not the same as making bags. Like there's just so many options. I had padded mesh as well, which is something that not a lot of people have heard of, but it exposed a lot of different testers to that fabric for the first time. Which was really exciting because I had a bunch of people in the test who were like, I've never made a backpack ever. And that was their first backpack. Haven't. And they did amazing. You know, so
I want you to come visit me and and just stay with me and we just sew the things that you like, all the bags and the backpacks, and help me get comfortable with my industrial machine more.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need that 1-on-1 sewing time with you. Just hearing you talk about that, I was like, I want to make that, but not without Ashley.
I know.
I think that would be fun.
It would be fun, for sure.
I'll kick everybody out of my house. It'll just be me, you, and the pups, and we'll just...
Perfect. So Bianca says, we should go to Nashville. And I'm like, if I'm going to Nashville, I'm not bringing my family. I'm going to
the family can go and do stuff, and then you're just going to hang out with me.
Yeah.
We'll meet up with them later for like something fun, but like, we're just going to sew.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's too funny. No, I think you make some valid points, and I'm glad that you mentioned the differences in bag making testing, because it is different obviously than garment testing, but at this end of the day, what is, you're signing up to test it. You're agreeing to meet deadlines. You're agreeing to do finals. You're agreeing not to share it until told to, you know, like there's,
yeah, the same.
You're getting the inside scoop. You're getting to work directly with the company and the designers. And usually the person running the test is the person who designed it.
Yeah.
So,
you know, the other fun thing about being a part of a testing community, even if you don't necessarily test a lot, maybe you only do like 1 or 2 times a year, is you can share with the group like something that you would love to see them make. Like I've
They ask for inspo all the time.
All the time, you know? And if you, you know, you're scrolling through Pinterest or something, you see something, and you're like, I would really love to make this. Share it with your pattern test group, and who knows, it could be put on the roster, you know? Like,
I do that a lot in some of the pattern test groups that I used to be in, is like, they'll send like inspo pics. Like, I would love something like this. Can you guys create this? Because they want to, they're like, oh, this is so cool. I would love, I can't find a pattern even close to this. Can you guys make it? Because they have built a relationship. They trust the designers and the company and the patterns and the quality. And they're like, if anybody can make this, it's you guys. So here's my suggestion. And they love getting that inspo. I will say a lot of pattern companies will plan out their makes a year in advance, because there's months and months and months that go into making patterns. And we're not going to dive into all the ins and outs of designing patterns. That's not today's topic, maybe a future one. But they're, just know that when they get to a pattern test point, we are probably sick and tired of looking at this pattern.
Yeah.
We have tested it ourselves half a dozen times. We have gone through countless yards of fabric. We, you know, have looked at it till we're blue in the face. We have spent hours on Zoom calls with each other, troubleshooting issues, and we're filming videos, and we're doing all the things. We're taking the photos. We're writing tutorials. It's a lot of work.
It is.
It's a lot of work. So by the time we get to the pattern test, we're exhausted. We're beyond ready for it to release, but we're really just anxious for your feedback. Because it's the pivotal point of validating all of this months of effort that you didn't see.
Yeah.
That went into getting to that point. So just be kind, well, but be constructive.
That's the thing, is that sometimes patterns don't come into fruition because the pattern test didn't go well.
Yeah.
You know, like, it might have been great for that one body type, but it's not working for, you know, the plus size, or even
sometimes you have to go back to the drawing board.
Yeah. Like, I have my peplum top right now in testing, and honestly, like, I'm kind of worried I might need to rethink the whole design and redesign it for two different body types, essentially. So we're at that point right now.
It's hard with wrap.
It is.
And it's hard when you're in your size chart is very extensive.
It's very
Copper Creek size chart is very inclusive, which is great, but it does create additional challenges, because when you're trying to fit a 00 and a 40 and everything in between with the same design, it just isn't realistic with some designs, and wrap has presented those challenges, but it's been a good learning opportunity.
Oh yeah. Super learning.
And it's not that it can't get there. It's just not going to get there as quickly as we had hoped. And that's okay.
Yep.
It's really stinking cute. The skirt is coming. It's out. We love it. Yes. And, you know, we both have patterns that we're working on. And I, you know, maybe this is a time to ask, like, anybody who has interest in learning more about pattern designing and what all goes into that, and the kind of process that we've been experiencing, doing it ourselves. Let us know if that's a topic that would interest you. Leave a comment, shoot us a DM, ask us your questions. And if we get enough responses, we'll definitely do a podcast dedicated to that, because I think we've talked about it a little bit in the past with some of our guests who do pattern drafting and stuff. But now that Ashley and I have both released patterns and we're in the thick of it, I don't know. I feel like my perspective has changed.
Yeah,
for sure.
Big time.
From when we started the course last year to where we're at now, my perspective has changed. And my eyes have opened up to, there's way more involved in this process than I realized.
We're not even done, though. Like, it's like the tip of the iceberg in terms of learning, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I went to school for fashion design. So.
I know.
And but we have to remember, fashion design is an element of the process. It's like the beginning part of the process.
Mm.
But then the element of grading the design or drafting the pattern pieces and then grading them. Mm-hmm. And then the grading rules for a size chart, and then the bodice blocks for all the different shapes, and then the kid sizes and the men sizes and the women sizes and the plus sizes and the,
oh my God.
I'm giving Ashley a panic attack as we're talking about it.
Yeah.
She's like, oh my God, I can't breathe. Oh my God. Because we're living it right now. And I'm not complaining. We still love it. We still are passionate about it, but it has given me a newfound respect for what these indie pattern companies are putting out and generating on a consistent, regular basis. Yeah. I don't know how they do it. I don't know how they do it. But
not
we're going to get there.
Yeah. Like, we see that they put it out things like quickly, and we're just like, I hope that we get there one day.
They have gotten their machine pretty well oiled.
Well, that's the thing.
Into
right?
a rhythm.
How long
they
does
also
that take?
Have a dedicated support team.
Yeah.
And it has different parts of the process to help with that. And you and I and Amy, this isn't our full-time job. And we have to remember that. Other companies, this has become their full-time job. This is something we do on the side. So it makes it, it extends our turnaround timeline because of that.
Yeah.
It really does. There's only so many hours in the day, and we can't pause time as much as I wish we could.
Yeah, but I do want to mention that if you are interested in becoming a pattern tester for Copper Creek Patterns, there is...
Where Ashley and I release our patterns through.
Yes, we started our Copper Creek testing group, so it's still in development. We don't have the amount of people that we want to have in the group, so there is opportunity, and you just would need to probably sign up for the Copper Creek newsletter, and then you would have the opportunity to join. Or send me a DM.
Well, I will say there is a link, I think, for applications that we can put in the description.
Oh,
so you can apply. And then Amy, who is the company owner, is the one that goes through and puts those into, they filter into a spreadsheet. And then we have a database of testers. And then I want to quickly talk about, like, where do these groups live? Where do you get the information? I will say majority of them are on Facebook. So if you're not on Facebook, you're going to have a harder time participating in pattern testing, because majority live on Facebook. It is just the
it's
part of the process, you know? And when I did my pattern test back in December for my skirt, my overlay skirt, it was on Facebook. Because that's where most people are for that do pattern testing and in those groups. And it's easy to plug and play information. The challenge with Facebook that has become more challenging over the recent years is notifications do not get pushed to people in real time, and they don't get them in real time, those updates and things. And so people unless they come in and check the Facebook group on a regular daily basis, they're not getting the information that they need.
I forget.
And when you're running a tight, quick turnaround on a pattern test, that can be do or die. So we, since from that experience, decided to shift platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I want to mention this is because we've had a lot of questions about this new platform that we're using specifically for Ashley's pattern tests, and I'll be using for my future pattern tests. Is we're going to still talk about, we have a pattern testing group over on Facebook where we can say, hey, pattern tests are coming, you know, this, but the actual tests are not being held in a private Facebook group anymore for us. They are actually being held on a platform called Discord. It's a free app that you can download onto your phone, your computer, your tablet. And it's, how would you describe Discord, Ashley? Because you're a lot more familiar with it than I am.
Discord is like a forum type chat platform. Mm-hmm. So there's different channels within the group, so that you're able to go to each one, and it's very visual, so you can see it and it's in front of you. And you don't, I feel like when you're on Facebook, you're hunting for everything, and there's tabs, and it's very straightforward and there. And then you can also DM each other privately. You can post pictures and videos. Mm-hmm. I really like that, the Discord. And I also get notifications sent to my watch.
Uh-huh.
I have one of those Samsung watches, gets sent to my phone, and Facebook.
So we get the notifications as the designer, so that we can respond in a more efficient time.
Yeah.
And we can upload links and files and documents there as well for our patterns. So, and it's a free program.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of commonly known in like the gaming world.
Yeah.
But
like your teenage son might be like, Mom, are you on Discord? Yes, that might happen. Yeah, and my husband was like, why are you on Discord? Like, but I'm a super big gamer now.
I got introduced to Discord through our pattern drafting course. Mm-hmm. She used it for communications, updates. We could share inspiration. We could ask questions. She would give us like private feedback on our homework here in Discord. So it was a direct line to everyone in the course and what everybody was working on and to the teacher. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, actually, that's kind of cool. And so we have that Discord group, and now we have a Copper Creek pattern testing Discord group, and in that group there's different pattern tests that are being run sometimes simultaneously, and you may have access to, you'll get invited to the ones that you're going to be testing, that you've requested to test or been approved to test. And so you only have access to the groups of the pattern tests that you're going to be doing. And so you'll get those updates there. And it's a very interactive group. Everybody can chat with each other, help answer each other's questions if they know the answer. Maybe someone missed that post or whatever, and they can. So it's a very much like a real time interactive thing. It's not on Facebook. So you don't have to have Facebook to be a pattern tester for Copper Creek Patterns.
Yeah.
So, because I know some people are just like over it with Facebook, and I'm one of those.
I'm so over it. I think it's just like, I think the boomers have taken over, and that's it.
It's just
not cool anymore.
Well, it's a lot of stuff I don't want to see.
Yeah.
I just don't care. So with that being said, you need to go to the link in our description to sign up for Copper Creek Patterns pattern testing group to submit your application. Because even if we don't need new testers right this moment, we have more patterns coming. So we would love for you guys to be a part of that process, and then go sign up for other ones too.
Yeah.
I used to do more pattern testing. I signed up for several different companies, and I got to experience it done different ways. And I feel like it helped me grow as a sewist. So don't feel like you have to be an advanced sewist.
No.
Or an advanced garment maker, an advanced bag maker, because sometimes the most valuable input that we get are from someone who's doing it for the first time. If we're not explaining a step or a process or a new technique to someone in a way that they can accomplish it, then we're not doing our job right, and we need to elaborate more. So that feedback from a more beginner perspective is actually extremely valuable. So do not think that you're not qualified to be a pattern tester because you've never done shearing before, and the pattern has shearing in it.
Yep.
Well, if you've never done it, I mean, obviously I want people who have done it to help me troubleshoot it, but I want people who've never done it to, if I can teach them how to do it through the pattern test, I can teach those who purchase the pattern after it releases how to do it as well. So that's the other thing is, I've had people say, oh, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know if I'm skilled enough. You just got to go for it.
No.
Do one. Find that you're not ready or whatever, then you don't have to do it again.
So. I can tell you that I'm pretty sure like nobody made a backpack before they made my backpack. So it was just all beginners.
Yeah.
And they all were successful. So then I knew that, okay, this is a good pattern because.
So you're saying I can do it.
Of course you can do it. Are you kidding me? It's just a lot of pieces. So it's like, you need to be super organized when it comes to bags and stuff.
Yeah.
It can be a little overwhelming, but that's why I'm here too. The pattern designer is present in the Discord group so that you can ask her. And if you're embarrassed, you can send me a private message as well.
Yes.
You know, like I've even said, like, you know, if you're making my garment and you just took a quick photo and you're not like super dressed or anything, it's like, send me that privately. And
yeah, you don't
that's
have
what
to
I like about Discord is that you could do that. Like on Facebook, then I would need to add you as a friend. And it's just like, now Discord, you can send me a private DM and we can do things privately too. Like you don't have to be right in there and posting everything for everyone to see. You can do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's why we've decided to take that jump. I know there's been some questions. I've gotten some DMs like, hey, what is Discord? So we wanted to take a minute to kind of explain why we did that. I think we might find other companies leaning into that in the future. I don't know, but
I've seen some.
But I think it's, it's very beneficial. And I think you'll enjoy the testing process more and feel like you have access to the information easier in that platform versus Facebook.
One other thing, though, with Discord, which I experienced, is that people get in the Discord group and then they're like, oh my God, everyone's talking, everyone's chatting. They're having so much fun. You know, they're just like sending photos and everything. And then the one woman was like, I can't read 500 messages. And I'm like, you don't have to. No. Like, she's like, do I need to like read everyone's feedback? It's like, no, girl, you don't need to. Like, don't worry.
Just write. It's a constant feed.
Yes.
But the key information that as a designer that we're relaying to you all is highlighted, is featured. You'll see that. Yeah. All the other feedback chat. And that's where these like little sub chats come into play. And you know, like, okay, if I need an updated file, it's going to be here. And and this is the feedback chat. So I don't have to look at all of that unless I want to see what other people are doing, you know? So I think there's a time and a place for sure.
Yeah.
So, but we welcome you to give it a try. Go download Discord. It's free.
Yeah.
Create a username. If you create a username that is not your first and last name or your Instagram handle, then we may not know it's you.
I would make it your, if Instagram is what you want to be identified as, I would make it similar to that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So much easier.
But if it's like GamerKitten254 and we're like, I didn't know that was Ashley.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not me.
For alter ego. Anyways, well, this has been fun. I hope this has inspired you all to jump out of your comfort zone a little bit and try pattern testing. It's a very rewarding experience, but just be aware of what you're signing up for and make sure you take a moment to go, can I meet these expectations?
Deadline. That's the main thing.
That's really, once you say, yes, I can, and life happens, but if life happens every time you sign up for a pattern test, maybe you shouldn't be pattern testing. You know what I mean? So, you know, take that with what you will. And now it is time to end our podcast with our weekly sewing confession. Here is our weekly sewing confession. I have used fabric markers to cover up mistakes before. For example, I was doing FPP, which is foundation paper piecing, and sewed the wrong color fabric down, and it didn't realize it until it was way too late.
Uh-oh.
You do not want to pick all of that apart. I was able to use a fabric marker to change the fabric to the correct color. Or when sewing strips of fabric, my stops aren't always that straight, so my fabric markers help make my strips look straighter.
Oh.
LOL. I can relate to this. And if you guys saw a little reel I posted the other day, I was doing a live Zoom class on embroidery, and the first letter of the embroidery did not stitch out well, and the bobbin was pulling to the front for some crazy reason, and I just unthreaded it, rethreaded it, and it stitched out the rest of the embroidery perfectly. But the whole first letter was supposed to be red, and it was white. Parts of it were white. So afterwards, and this happened on a live, by the way, so it just looked like trash the entire live.
Oh, God.
But afterwards, I was like, well, this is a cute little zipper pouch that says Singer, and I want it to be all red. And I don't want to just throw this in the garbage. So I found a red Sharpie, and I colored the thread red to match the rest of it. And you can't tell.
Nice.
You can't. So I applaud this. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Good
because
tip.
You put in so much work and mistakes happen. And sometimes you can't undo it. I can't undo the embroidery.
No.
You can't restitch over that area. So it was marker or trash. And we went with marker and it worked. Does it always work? No, but it did. It did. So this is a great sewing confession because I think a lot of people have found themselves finding a loophole for those mistakes and embracing it and fixing it in some creative way and then moving on.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Thank you for sharing. If you have a sewing confession that you would like to share anonymously, just click on the link in our description to our website to submit that anonymously. I won't tell anybody except for our podcast listeners.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we will know it's you. So that's the important part. Anyways, guys, thank you for listening. We hope you have a great week and happy sewing.
Bye.
Bye.